Life isn't about avoiding the bruises. It's about collecting the scars to prove that we showed up for it. Join Nikki Seberini for the next hour as she explores heroism through illness. There is a warrior inside each of us. This is LifeLinks with the DL Link. LifeLinks is a funding initiative of the DL Link.
Well, welcome to the show. This is the DL Link show on 101.9 Chai FM, the show where we connect you through insights, information, and illumination. And I love that song. First of all, I love Jason Mraz. I love the lyrics. I love the intention. I love the vibe of his music. But I really want to highlight the words, because sometimes we can listen and we can, it sounds okay, or it may even sound a bit corny. But, you know, when you listen to the DL Link show, and when you listen to the stories, and you listen to the connections that happen and the things that people do, then you are reminded what Jason Mraz is singing about, where he says, look for the good in everything and look for the good in everyone. Because it's very, very easy to get caught up in the stresses of life and to see things happening and to feel fearful and attacked. And it really is up to us to go out there and look for the good and in everything and everyone. And that it may not always be possible. So when we listen to the show and we listen to the people who do extraordinary, amazing things, we are reminded human beings are really, really amazing, especially the ones who work in the community, who are part of the DL Link family. So I really just wanted to start that off, because sometimes we forget, because it is up to us to look for that, to be the light and look for the light. And that's what we try and do each and every week, be the light. So, you know, we have been talking about the amazing thing that is going to be happening in Israel, that runners will be taking to the streets in Jerusalem, all of them for different reasons. And we know that Team DL Link, a group of 50 runners will be taking on the hills of Jerusalem, and they are going to be running to bring hope and strength to the cancer warriors that they are honoring. Because each runner will proudly wear the name of someone in need of recovery on their shirt. Now, this is when we get to ask you to please support these runners, to make a donation in honor of the runner, of the cancer warrior, because every donation goes directly to vital services for the cancer warriors. And anyone who makes a donation is eligible for a Section 18A deduction. It's very, very simple. Just go to the DL Link website, dllink.co.za, and you'll see there's a little section, donate, and then just follow the little prompts and you're going to see, and you can really, really make a difference. This is a team, they've been working hard, they have been practicing, they will be going to Israel, and they will be running in the streets of Jerusalem, and wow, it's going to be amazing, and you can be a part of that. So we thought it would be a great idea to just get some people onto the show today to give their input, their experiences of running in the race. And what better way to start than with Rob Siegel? Because, you know, you can't say DL Link without Rob Siegel, because he really is a huge part of the DL Link family, first and foremost because of his late wife, Bev, just an extraordinary human being who was on the show time and time again, inspiring us. And so Rob played such a major part in getting the DL Link going with the 3 C's dinners, with valuable donations, with just getting it out there and being so passionate. And his passion hasn't ended. It just continues. So he's a part of the family, but he's an integral part of the growth of the DL Link and what the DL Link is able to do within the community. So we've got Rob on because he experienced firsthand the magic, the elevation of running in the Jerusalem Marathon. So we've got Rob on the show. Rob, welcome. Always a thank pleasure you, and a delight. How are you?
Fine. Thank you, Nikki. Thank you for having me on the show. Welcome to everybody that's listening. And I can, you know, just in terms of what you've just said, I mean, I can't even imagine what it would be like to run in the Jerusalem Marathon, given what's going on in Israel at the moment.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think it's very meaningful.
I absolutely agree with you. I think it just takes it to a whole different level, right?
Absolutely.
Because it's so much has shifted and so much has changed. But Rob, you ran, was it in 2017 when you ran?
Yeah, so it was very special because at the time that we ran, I wasn't running. I mean, I used to be I used to be a very big runner. I ran Comrades and Two Oceans and sort of quite competitively. But I can tell you, Nikki, hey, that nothing what I did here in South Africa compared to running in Israel. It is the most meaningful thing you can ever do in your life. And at the time, Beverly was undergoing treatment at the Sheba Hospital in Israel. She was on major therapy, and she ran the half marathon with my daughter Kelly. And I still remember they ran 5 minutes a kilometer for the half marathon. And the doctors at the Sheba Hospital, they still talk about it today, the feat that she did. I was standing at the end of the race with Michelle. We're standing, and I'm not an very emotional guy, but I can tell you the tears were just going down my cheeks when I saw the two of them coming in. It was the most amazing thing I've ever experienced in my life as far as running is concerned.
Wow, I'm sure it goes even beyond just the running. Just to first of all see Beverly and Kelly running together. But that I'll never forget chatting to Bev, and she was talking about that she had just had the treatment and then she ran. Like I really think, I think we have to really just get the audience to try and imagine what that would be like to be in Israel. You're there for, was it immune therapy? What was that, Rob? I remember. But I do remember her going by kind of from therapy to running.
Yeah, she was in the middle of immunotherapy and other stuff as well. I mean, she was on major stuff, and she just loved the running and the exercise. But I want to tell you that it was, I think, 2 or 3 years later that we where she was really ill, and we went to the Genesis building where they were sending off the runners for the marathon. I think they went that year. It was just before the race. And Beverly said to me, the hardest part of her cancer journey was not being able to go back and run this race. I mean, the experience of running through those roads in Jerusalem is something that any runner would dream about. Never mind what's going on now, as we said earlier. It was an amazing, amazing experience to arrive where you've got 30 odd thousand runners in Jerusalem, and it gives you goosebumps even talking about it.
That's what everyone says, Rob, that it is a pretty extraordinary experience. Do you think, and from your personal opinion, I mean, we know what Jerusalem means to us. So, I mean, you're running through these streets, but everyone almost seems to be running for a particular purpose. Am I right? It's much bigger than just running a race.
Even more so, you know, you've got. I remember I was running. I ran the 10K. I hadn't run for years, and I was running the 10K. And I had on my back. I'm running for my wife Bev, and I hit a hill. And one of the guys standing, I was walking up the hill. One of the guys on the side of the road said to me, "Hey, you're running for Bev. You can't start walking." And I immediately thought. I mean, it was the most amazing thing. You know, the people on the side of the road, the music that's playing, the Israeli music that's playing while you're running through these streets is extraordinary. It's an extraordinary event.
So, I mean, what do you want to say to people who are listening? Because we talk a lot about the work that the DL Link does, and but maybe from your mouth, Rob, for people who are listening.
Well, you know, all I can tell you is that, and I said it at the DL Link dinner. I mean, if you take where the DL Link started with a little house in Sydenham to to what they've done now, and the actual people that are involved, I think there are 12 people that work full time at DL Link. The work that they do is the most humbling thing. You know, it's always easy to give when you've got, but very hard to do the work. And the amount of work that goes into people that are working in this, in what Michelle's doing is something that you can't imagine unless you've been through it. And they help people from all walks of life, people that haven't got, people that have got. They're just there for everybody. And that's why that I've taken this thing on as personally as I have, because I think the work that they do is wonderful. And I just think, you know, one gives to organizations like Hatzolah, to CSO, This is more meaningful because you don't know how many people are sick that haven't got support, and they come in and do and give the support. And it's just, the people that come to the dinner is sold out a year in advance. Mm-hmm. They come and so we start getting going 4 weeks before the dinner, get sold out in a couple of hours, and it's just the most wonder. It's the most unbelievable event in one's calendar for the year. And I think given now that they have got this Jerusalem marriage, the work that they do is just ongoing. It's with love. It's with care that they make the event so special that when you actually get to Jerusalem, it's the most unbelievable event from start to finish. It's not just the race, Nikki. Yeah. It's the work that goes in before the race and after the race.
Because they put wonderful things together. So when we go back with your story, Rob, I mean, didn't you all go to the Kotel as a group to Devon? Was that after or before the race?
It was. There was stuff. Michelle had stuff. Michelle and Terry had stuff going. It was phenomenal. It was before we went to the Kotel. We had someone speaking to us. We went on tours at the Kotel. We went to the wall. We did. It was one massive event. The race was a byproduct, and the race was unbelievable. It's amazing. It's amazing to do that event. Eh?
Yeah, I'm sure there are people listening who are thinking, "I wish I had done it," but you know what? There's always next year. And you can certainly support those, a group of 50 runners. I mean, it's just pretty extraordinary. 50 runners are part of the DL Link team, which it just, as you say, Rob, more and more people just getting behind it. And it's not just because they're doing something amazing. It's just because the whole experience is so uplifting. Rob, thank you so much for joining us. It's always such a pleasure. Before we do say goodbye, is there anything else that you want to say or share with our audience?
Yeah, well, thank you for having me on the show, as always, Nikki. And I just want to say to the 50 runners that are participating in this event, you're in for something very, very special. And I wish you all the very best.
I'm not sure, Rob. We kind of lost you, and I think it's my internet connection, which is a little bit unstable. Can you hear me, Rob?
Yeah, can you hear me now?
I can hear you. I'm so sorry. I'm not sure what we missed, but please carry on.
What I said was that to the 50 runners that are going to experience this event, you're in for something very, very special. And I want to wish you all the very best. And I'm actually very jealous that I'm not going to be there. But thank you for having me on the show.
Oh, thank you, Robert. Listen, don't go anywhere because I believe our next guest wants you to please stay because she wants to add something. So I've got Faggy Swimmer, who is a past runner and a donor, also on the show. Faggy, welcome. Thank you so much for joining us.
It's my pleasure. Can you hear me?
We can hear you loud and clear.
Yay.
We were about to say goodbye to Rob, but apparently you said he's got to stay on the line.
Just for 1 minute and then I'll let him go. I just wanted to remind him that I had the honor 2 years ago to run for Bev. And it was such an unbelievable experience. Now, I was given a name to run. And only when I put the shirt on and I made contact with her did I realize the meaning and how much it meant to her and her family. I just thought, help fundraising for this, yes, phenomenal organization. And I have so much respect for the Goodmans. But to hear her voice over the phone, it just shook me to the core. And the same with my husband, who was given someone else's names. I mean, you have to call the person who you're running for. And you think, well, I'm running anyway and I'm supporting. But then when you hear the actual person's voice on the other end of the line, I still get shivers. The thanks, the fact that they are a name, they're not just someone who's suffering, that they're being cared for, they're being davened for. I mean, we davened for them as we ran. And it just, until we spoke to the people who we were given to, we didn't realize the impact that it makes. Put the money aside, the fundraising, the actual one-on-one connection. And I just want to say to Rob, your wife was a powerhouse, the most wonderful lady. It was a complete honor. I sent her pictures as I was running, because although I don't run with my phone usually, for the Jerusalem Marathon, it's not about the time, it's about the experience and taking it all in. And I sent her pictures. I was like, I'm up to the 5K now. I'm on 15Ks, wherever I was. And you know, she just kept on thanking me. And I was like, actually, thank you for making my run so meaningful. So Rob, you should have lots of strength and all the love that she gave you and your family. And it was just an honor being able to do what I did for her.
That is so kind of you. Thanks, my darling. And are you running?
Pleasure, Rob. So this is what I want to say next. And Rob, if you can, you could stay on. But I just want to say I am so upset I can't run this year. It's only because of Pesach. Like, the timing wasn't as nice as we thought it would be. But it is what it is. Everything happens for a reason. But next year, I'm there like a bear. And I can't wait to help support the DL Link. I am, thank God, able to raise the money very quickly. Because if you believe in something, it will sell. And I believe in the DL Link. I believe in the work that they do. And it can only bring so much brocha to everyone who helps out this organization. Like Robert said, you actually don't know until you're in it. And I'm saying to people, don't wait until you're in it. Just help, because that is what the mitzvah is. And when you get a taste of what these people do and how it impacts people's lives, monetary-wise or whatever-wise, to feel held and supported, is can't put a price tag on it. So I am very, very excited for next year. And to everyone who gets to go this year, you are so lucky.
Listen, well,
I'll tell you what, before I go, I'm going to do a deal with you. If you're there next year, I'll be there with you, okay?
Yay!
I promise I haven't run for years, right?
We're gonna put a lacquer group together. You'll see.
100%.
Rob, you know that you've just said that on air. You do 100%. Know that you're not going to back down, right?
Not
Mish,
even a
I
debate.
Hope you've written that down.
We'll put a team together, Nikki. You have my word of honor.
I know.
So Nikki, can you tell I'm in sales? You see, I got him in.
Well done,
listen, Peggy. Thank you so much, Rob. You can
thank
stay
you
on or go,
me.
But it's such a pleasure. Thank you so
thank
much.
Thank you, my darling. Thank you so much.
Bye, Rob.
God bless.
Cheers,
bye. Faggy, you are a good saleswoman. You are. I think there are probably people listening right now who may very well offer you a job. But let's go back, because it's infectious, the way you speak, your energy, your drive. I love it. So let's rewind. How did you hear about the Jerusalem Marathon? What's your association with the DL Link? Give us a little bit of history.
A little bit of history is that I've had the honor of knowing the Goodmans on a personal level, a family relationship that goes back years and years. And as Tammy knows, and I hope she's listening, that I've always had such a soft spot for her and her generosity of spirit and her kindness and her warmth. And then when they started the DL Link and having, you know, had known Devorah Leah, I just was always on board when I could, you know, in the capacity that I had. So it's very personal for me.
So how many times have you run the marathon?
Twice.
So was the first one, because I'm just looking at my notes, was the first one in 2016, Faggy?
2018. Yeah, it was 2018. You see, Baruch Hashem, the thing about me is I have like children in between, you know, so I have to time it. So can't go running. I'm not Speedy Beedy, you know, Speedy Beedy. I'm not her where she can just, you know, run while she's 7 months pregnant. But anyways, the doctors have called it, and it's okay. I'm very blessed with 4 healthy children, and now there's no baby stopping me. And every year that I can run there, I definitely will. Nikki, for those who haven't been there, like, you can't understand it until you're physically there. The energy on the street, it's another level. Like, I don't want to run anywhere else besides for the streets of Jerusalem. It's so powerful. And I'm not like God forbid, I'm not saying, well, everyone just needs to go because everyone has different circumstances. But if you can go, you must go. And I know the DL Link have structures in place where if you raise certain amounts, they can help towards a ticket. Like, they want people to come. Israel needs people there. The DL Link need the funding. Like, it's a win-win for everyone.
Absolutely. And I also want to add, I don't know if you did the full marathon, but for those people who are listening and going, but I'm not a runner, they can do a half marathon, they can do a 5K.
You know, absolutely. And you know what, Nikki, being a female runner, I actually was given the best advice from someone who unfortunately got injured from too much running. And she said to me, she said, Faye, I know you're starting your running journey now. Just don't go over 10 or 12. And on the odd occasion, do a 21. Like, that's a very nice, safe spot for a woman runner. And then I got into it and you really get addicted. And it's been the best addiction for me. But I've kept to what she has said. And then when I was signing up for Jerusalem, it's much easier to do 10. But I signed up for 21. And it was the best decision because I didn't want to get off the roads of Jerusalem. You want to be on the road for long. You don't even think about the kilometers. You don't think about how sore your body is. You just relish in it. So it's like the best race to start your running off with because you get so invigorated and it's exciting and you want to go back. And that is where we should keep going back to support Israel.
So, so amazing. Listen, Faggy, we're going to just pause. We're going to play a song. And then afterwards...
Okay, but Nikki, I'm going into a meeting. I'm sorry. Yeah. But I just... thank you. I'm going into a 12:30 right now. Okay. So I wanted to just say thanks for the opportunity to be on here. Tammy, I did this for you because I love you. And I love DL Link. And just Nikki, thanks for having me.
Oh, Faggy, thank you so much. So wonderful having you on the show. And as I said... Your energy is contagious. I'm sure you've turned a whole lot of people just listening to you today. Go well. Go to your meeting. Thanks, Faggy.
Bye, darling. Bye.
Bye. So that's Faggy Swimmer. She's a past runner, donor, as you heard, a personal relationship with the amazing Goodman family, and running for Bev Siegel last year. And so she couldn't run this year, but because of Pesach, but... she got Rob to commit on radio, and I know that Mish was listening. They're going to put a team together, and they're going to be running the Jerusalem Marathon next year. So I do just want to repeat, if you have just tuned in, that there really is just 1 week to go until the Jerusalem Marathon. Extraordinarily, 50 people, part of Team DL Link, will be taking to the hills of Jerusalem, and they're going to be bringing hope and strength to cancer warriors. And they are going to be proudly wearing the name of someone in need of recovery on their shirt. You can do your bit. And if you would like to make a donation, no matter how small, you know, when you hear Faggy and you hear the energy, you want to be a part of this because it really, really is so powerful. So no matter how small, just to be a part of it, just go to the DL Link website, www.dllink.co.za, DL Link, and go to donate, and you can make your donation. So the DL Link can continue to do the amazing work that they do. We're going to take a break. We're going to play a song, and then we're going to be chatting to Yakira Jacobson. And we're going to be talking about an unbelievable Yeshiva College initiative supporting the DL Link. And it's all to do with the Jerusalem Marathon. So stay with us.